Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me for this edition of the podcast is Alok Singh, director of energy solutions with Real Foundations. We're going to discuss a little bit about some new research on the GRESB survey, part of NAREIT's sustainability program, along with Leader in the Light. Alok, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. So, can you tell us a little bit about what your study was really looking at and some of the biggest takeaways for you?
Sure, Alan. Thank you for the opportunity. Before I go into the study, let me give a very brief snapshot of what this study is all about and why we did it. So, the GRESB survey in North America also has a Leader in the Light section, and this study focused on the responses that that were generated for Leader in the Light section, which results in Leader in the Light awards for the entities who respond to this section. This is a voluntary portion of GRESB survey, so everyone who participates in GRESB does not necessarily respond to Leader in the Light survey. So number one, the biggest takeaway is that in spite of the fact that they were not required to respond to this section, many chose to respond, so obviously that's a very positive sign. But if you focus on the data, two things came out very clearly. Number one, project size is increasing. If you look at the amount of investments being made in energy efficiency and sustainability, that's huge compared to previous years. And then if you look at the kinds of investments being made, they are generating huge returns. So the ROI went up from 29 to 40%, which is almost a 54% jump, on more than $100 million worth of projects. So we are not surprised, but it was a nice thing to look at. The trends are very positive. And when you think about any kind of capital allocation exercise, it's very hard to believe that a CFO or any organization won't go after projects which are generating 40% ROI. So very, very positive trend. And that's the reason why we take a look at these responses, because more than just giving Leader in the Light awards, we are also trying to gauge the health of the industry. And if you compare different data sets from 2011 through 13, the moving averages to what was reported in 2014, all the trends are moving upwards, which is a great sign for the industry.
So if you could describe maybe the industry's just overall kind of mindset towards sustainability, I mean, how would you go about doing that?
I think the approach is still measured, I would say. And there's a reason, because whether it's sustainability, energy efficiency, new development or acquisition, it's all about capital allocation. But when you think about sustainability and what's happened over the last few years, there are many different types of stakeholders who are asking for action on this front. You think about tenants, market perception and demands, disclosure requirements, sustainability surveys such as GRESB, CDP, GRI, and then obviously, you know, the payback that these projects generate. So if you put all these together, then there's a very attractive proposition for people to invest dollars in sustainability projects. What I would say is that the mindset is still focused on an asset versus making changes, or I should say widespread changes across the portfolio, but that's shifting. We have already seen that the scale is coming into play. And also the investors who are asking tough questions are making an impact, because there's a dot to be connected between what you do at the asset level, portfolio level, and enterprise level, and how an external investor or stakeholder who is interested in your performance and trying to see how responsible you are towards asset management practices, they are trying to understand what you have done lately in the area of sustainability. All those things are making a huge positive impact, and that's why we see more and more action taking place in the area of sustainability.
And where do companies seem to be generating kind of the most bang for the buck with regard to their sustainability programs?
So I think if I make the statement that low-hanging fruit is gone, or rather almost gone, it would not be an inaccurate statement. So people are trying to understand where to make these changes and how to generate good returns. Traditionally, you know, I would say a few years back, lighting was the area where sustainability projects came from, changing from incandescent and fluorescent lamps to CFLs and some LED or solid-state lighting. But there's a lot that can be done still in the area of lighting. You can integrate controls. You can start looking at lighting systems versus fixtures and controls separately. And then obviously the opportunity for solid state lighting or LEDs is huge, whether it's indoor or parking lot and so on. I think most of the returns that the future will bring in for REITs will be coming from probably cost of and access to capital or new capital or more diversified capital base than to just stay focused on simple payback and how much savings, you know, a project is generating. So while short-term view is okay to have, you know, assessment based upon how much savings a lighting or HVAC project will generate, but when you start thinking about the enterprise mindset, when you start thinking about where a company can make most impact, it's always going to be or should be capital focused. And all these different activities that you do, whether it's a project or you improve your tenant engagement or you implement a new measure, whether it's on the water or energy side, collectively they show how responsible your organization is, which can have a significant impact on operations through, you know, both operating cost reduction as well as diversified capital base and potentially lower cost of capital through either, you know, pension funds coming in or maybe even green bonds if companies go towards, you know, making changes in that direction. So I think that the scale, as I said earlier, is becoming important, not just in approaching when it comes to, you know, what part of portfolio you should change, but it's also thinking about what these activities can do for your organization as a whole versus just staying focused on saving energy.
And if you conducted a similar survey a year from now, what do you think the big story is going to be?
Instead of a big story, I think my anticipation is that this kind of survey, or rather reporting to this kind of survey, will generate more and more traction in the industry. It's a little bit of herd mentality, and people will see the benefit of reporting better data. It's unfortunate sometimes we come across information which is incomplete, as I've stated in the study. When we did the analysis, there were some very cool projects, but either the savings number or the total investment amount figure was missing, and we could not include them in the study. I'm hoping that in the future years, including, you know, starting from next year, all the reported projects will have complete information. And that will show that the impact that we have analyzed is even better than what it seems on paper right now, because we totally understand that taking these surveys and filling forms and collecting information is a very tedious exercise, and a bunch of surveys that are going on at any given time. But this is one survey which is really looking at what got done on the ground and what kind of ROI it generated. It's very investment and return focused. And if the REITs or the participating companies can show how they are doing it, the scale at which they are implementing these kind of projects, and what kind of impact these projects are generating for their organizations, I think that will show not just their leadership in the industry, it will demonstrate how much they are doing. It will also differentiate them, whether it's among the tenants or different stakeholders, investors, tenants, occupants, their employees, and show how better positioned they are in generating better long-term risk-adjusted returns for their investors. So we are hoping that the big story will be that there's no more missing data. All projects are being reported in full completeness, and more companies are participating in these surveys.
Okay. Well, Alok, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk with us today.
Not a problem. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you all for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny.